Next patient is Joyce Peters, P-E-T-E-R-S, Peters. Joyce, date of birth is 9/4/1940. Date of visit is 12/15/23. Please make copy for primary physician Anthony Stovers, S-T-O-V-E-R-S-D-O. Next paragraph, chief complaint is history of asthma and COPD. Next, history of present illness. This is an 83-year-old lady who has a history of asthma since a young age, has been on a Symbicort inhaler on a regular basis. She has had no recent flare-ups of asthmatic attacks, and she denies any cough, but has shortness of breath with exertion and episodes of wheezing, and has some nasal allergies. There was no recent history for pneumonia. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of asthma since a young age, history of COPD, history of hysterectomy and resection of the ovary. She also has hypertension for more than 10 years. Next, habits. The patient denies smoking and uses alcohol occasionally. Next, allergies to codeine. Next, family history. Mother died of multiple sclerosis. Father died of old age. Next, med list. Losartan 100 milligrams daily. Amlodipine 10 milligrams daily. Ezetimibe 10 milligrams. HS. Symbicort inhaler 160/4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs BID. And Repatha sub-Q, 140 milligrams every 2 weeks. Next, system review. The patient denies weight loss, fatigue, or fever. There is no double vision, cataracts, glaucoma. There is no hoarseness, vertigo, or nosebleeds. She has shortness of breath and wheezing and no cough. Denies abdominal pains or heartburn, no black stools or diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain or palpitations or leg swelling. And she has no urinary frequency or flank pains. She has easy bruising and she has muscle stiffness and aching. And denies headaches, seizures, or memory loss, but has skin rash and itching and eczema. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female. Alert, pale, no acute distress. Blood pressure 138/80, pulse 110, respirations 18, temperature 97.2, weight is 162, saturation 92. HEND norms, phallic pupils reactive and equal. Thing is, my throat is injected, ears, no inflammation. Next, supple. No venous distension, no thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. And lung fields are clear. Heart, the absence of regular asthma on S2, no murmur on S3. Abdomen is soft, scaphoid without masses, no again, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no lesions or edema, no cap tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next impression, number 1. Asthma. And chronic bronchitis. Number 2. History of hypertension. Number 3 is degenerative joint disease. Degenerative joint disease. And number 4 is eczema. Next paragraph plan. Patient will get a chest CT to rule out any lung nodules. and get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies, CBC and IgE level, and a total eosinophil count. Advised to use a Ventyl and HFA inhaler, two puffs, QIDPRN, in addition to the Symbicort, and a follow-up in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for the primary physician, please.